Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Miriam Magdalene and Miriam the mother of Jacob and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said amongst themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone for us from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they had looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said to them, "Don't be frightened. You seek Yahshua of Nazareth, which has been impaled. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he said to you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither did they say anything to any, for they were afraid. Now when Yahshua was risen, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Miriam Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, and as they mourned and wept, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, did not believe. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the residue, neither did they believe them. Afterward he appeared to the 11 as they sat at table, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up with serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Master had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of Yahweh. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Master working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. End of chapter.